from computer geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And any of you that caught Dateline last night, you got to see one of the reporters actually got one of these Nigerian or one of the email scammers that were trying to convince people that if you help me get all my millions of dollars out of my country, I'll give you a commission.
They turned the tables on the Nigerian get my money out of the country scam.
They actually convinced them to meet in Canada.
Canada, eh?
Yeah. And it turns out these people actually lived in Canada. And had connections back to some African country that was perpetrating the scam. And they actually got him to come in, and they caught him on camera. And, of course, they couldn't do anything because they're not the police. But
those big meanies.
You know what, folks? Do not it's on the internet especially. If it's too good to be true, if it sounds too good to be true, delete it. Get rid of it. Get away from it.
Even if it sounds just halfway decent to be true. Get rid of it.
There are also a lot of worms. The PayPal scams are so... You know what? 99% of what you get in your inbox now is junk. Is do not believe. Don't fall for it. Email is no longer a relevant way to exchange information.
You know, last week I actually took, on our corporate mail servers, I took a 24-hour slice of time. I checked at a very specific time.
Yeah.
And exactly 24 hours later.
And
looked at every message transaction that had occurred. And we transacted just over 4,000 pieces of mail in a 24-hour period.
Okay.
And in that period, 91% was for sure spam junk mail. And then of that, which was about, 680 messages plus or minus, of that, I'm sure a pretty decent majority still was spam, but it wasn't so obvious that we just dumped it. It was like less obvious spam.
But you also, well, but anything from about 7 or 8 o'clock at night until about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, that 12-hour period, you know, the middle of the night when all these spammers and scammers are sending out their junk.
Garbage.
Yeah, yeah, you see there's a huge chunk of it in the morning that you can see. That's all junk.
You think high-speed internet is fast? Imagine if we could get rid of spam, how much faster it would be.
Ooh, child, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
We would at least double or triple the speeds that you experience right now just by eliminating spam.
And by the way, just as another update, we are seeing a lot of the Netsky worm. I believe it's version Q out there. Make sure you've got your antivirus updated. Make sure you're not opening attachments.
How often is too often to update it?
Never.
No such thing.
Yeah. Let's see if we can help Sean out with his question or problem or whatever it is that's going on in his world. Sean? Hello?
Tell you what, we're going to throw Sean back and hold Chad. Maybe you could check in with Sean and see if maybe...
Sean,
let him know that we're doing live radio.
No, he's got his own radio show going.
And if it's not too inconvenient for Sean...
You know how we've been doing this for a long time and keep winning awards in 11 years? I think other radio shows now call live during our show, their show, so that we can help them with their show. I think that's what it was.
Doubtful.
it sounded like he was doing tech support in the aisles of wherever he was.
Yeah, it could be. Well, you know, because Sean's going to hang out for a minute until we find out his status, we got room for you at 602-277-5827. You know, we haven't done our free download of the week yet.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily always free, but this week it is free.
It's for sure free.
If you like the tab browsing in Firefox and Netscape and some of the others, but you don't actually want to download another browser, the new MSN Toolbar, for those of you that are big MSN fans, it's a plugin for Internet Explorer, and it gives you a lot of those features that are available in Firefox and Netscape and some of the others. And if you're interested in looking at something like that, tabbed browsing means instead of having to use the back and forth button,
or multiple browser windows to have more than one site up at a time,
you'll have little tabs at the top for every page that you've opened up, so you can quickly go back to a page that you were looking at. It's kind of a cool deal.
It's a cool way to organize some of the sites that you might want to be at two or three or four sites at the same time, maybe downloading on one page and letting something load up on another and looking at another. You can do that very effectively with tabs.
And it's very fresh software,
Maybe you just like a pretty colorful butterfly.
Yes.
And so the MSN toolbar
now this is the
might be the thing for
pH
you.
PH version of fresh.
PH?
Yeah, it's very hip. It's hip, it's fresh.
Huh.
You know the PH version of fresh? No.
Uh-huh.
Do we have Sean back or not?
I don't know where Sean's at.
Oh, no,
Sean's,
he's locked.
He's hiding somewhere.
How about Dan?
We got Dan. Sure, we'll take Dan.
Dan the man. Welcome to the computer corner.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like a silver bullet if you can give it to me. What's the best protection against the spam and all the garbage that you guys just got done talking about, you know, the viruses that are coming across the internet? Is there one silver bullet that will protect you against all that garbage?
You know, that's a great question that a lot of people have. And you know what? There's not an actual one silver bullet. It's actually a magic bullet because it has to actually be shot once. But I don't know where magic bullet theory was going.
No, you need the shotgun approach.
The shotgun approach?
And a six-pack of silver bullets, I think. Some Coors Light or something.
Come on.
Are we going to go to break, or is it what
you're saying? About a minute out.
Okay. Well, all right, Dan, we're going to start into this, and if we run out of time, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break, because this is a multi-kind of layered situation.
You're going to start with a good antivirus piece of software. We recommend either Norton Antivirus or McAfee Antivirus, and it's kind of a Chevy Ford thing, so if you happen to have a preference, there you go. If not, throw a dart, and which one you hit is the one you want.
How old is your machine?
One of them I've got is a laptop that's probably 4 years old.
Ooh.
And the other one is a desktop that's probably about the same age.
Okay, well,
I don't know exactly what the processor is.
That's okay. But when we come back, because we are running out of time, that's actually a very relevant part of this whole process, because the older the machine is, the more specific you have, the more selective you need to be in these programs. So when we come back, we're going to explain to Dan on 4-year-old computers how to protect it, and then we'll explain to you with your 6-month-old computer how to protect it.
And we're not just going to talk about antivirus. We're going to talk about spam. We're going to talk about adware. And we're going to talk about spyware. It's all that and more coming up right here on the Computer Corner News, Radio 620 KTAR.